So those were Jesus' words to his disciples at their commencement. He had done everything he could with them to pass on to them the knowledge and values of the kingdom of God. In his flesh, in his earthly life and ministry, Jesus embodied and proclaimed the truth of that kingdom, and now was the moment that he released them to find their way in the world. Go, he said. That's a poignant word to persons accustomed to only following in lockstep. Go, he said to them. Go to every place, every nation, every people. Pass on to them what I passed on to you, and I will be with you always. What we are saying to our seniors this morning may not have quite that significance, but it resembles it. We are releasing them with our blessing. Fly, graduates, we're saying, with our blessing and our hope that they extend the values and faith that they've been taught into all the world, wherever they go. So let's begin this ritual by hearing from the four high school seniors themselves. And immediately after their four statements, please be ready to join in the litany of blessing by reading the bold print.
Hi, church family. I will be graduating from Broadway High School pretty soon. And next year I'll be attending Eastern Mennonite University, undeclared, but I will be looking to study neuroscience and music. I just want to say I'm so incredibly grateful for all the support and love and prayers over the years. Parkview has been an amazing community for me that's helped me develop my faith and who I am as a person. So thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Lucas Early, and I'm graduating Eastern Mennonite High School. Next year, I will be taking a gap year in Denmark, studying Danish. And believe it or not, I'll be located next to a Mennonite village. The following year, I'll attend Lund University in Sweden, and I'll be studying mathematics. I want to take this time to say thank you to Parkview for supporting me in my education. My education at Eastern Mennonite High School has been incredibly impactful and informative to me, and I'll carry that time with me for the rest of my life. So thank you.
My name is Levi Godshall, and I'm graduating from Spotswood, class of 2020. I've been a part of this church pretty much ever since I can remember. I've enjoyed participating in things like musicals, church retreat, youth group, and most recently, kids club. I plan to go to JMU next year as a rising freshman, and I will be living on campus. And I haven't decided a major yet, but I'm excited for the year to come.
Hi, my name is Thaddeus Jackson, and next year I will be going just down the road to Eastern Mennonite University, where I will be studying vocal performance. Really quickly, I just want to thank everyone in the congregation who supported me, whether that's going to musicals that I was a part of, or concerts that I was a part of, or helping my grandfather in his recovery time, or any other things that you did to help my family. I really appreciate it, and I'm hoping to repay it back one day. Thank you very much.
God, you have created us in your image, with minds to think, hearts to yearn, and hands to create. We give you thanks.
We give thanks for these graduates who have studied, learned, questioned, synthesized, grown, and finished their work. Bless Hannah, Levi, Lucas, and Thaddeus.
We give thanks for those who have supported, and encouraged, loved, and put up with us. Bless our teachers, our families, and friends.
God, you have come to us in Christ, and accompany us by your Holy Spirit. Guide us in the way of truth and life.
Walk with these graduates.
Grant them wisdom and courage, strength and patience, hope and grace.
Guide us in all knowledge and truth. Sharpen our minds and soften our hearts. Widen our vision and deepen our faith. Guard us from all danger and keep us close to you.
We entrust ourselves to you, our past and our future, our memories and our dreams. Bless and keep us, for Christ's sake we pray. Hannah, Levi, Lucas, and Thaddeus, may God bless you in this transition and grant you wisdom to perceive the path of integrity. May Christ befriend you and bring you relationships to feed your soul. May the Spirit go before you and guard your future, so that you might know mercy in trouble, blessing in the ordinary, and faith in all things. Amen. Just as we gave the high school students a chance to share some of their experience from high school and what they are looking forward to in the next year, we wanted to be able to hear from some of the college seniors and also some who are graduate students. So now we're going to hear the voices and some words from graduating seniors who are beyond high school.
Hey Parkview community, this is Bryson Bedker. So I just wanted to give you a quick update on my life. In May, I graduated from Messiah College with a degree in biomedical engineering. And on June 12th, I'll be getting married to my fiance Jess. And after the wedding, we're moving to Raleigh, North Carolina, because I'm in a one-year master's program with NC State University, also in biomedical engineering. So I hope you're all doing well. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, Andre Ains here. I just graduated from University of Richmond with a Bachelor of Science in Biology. I'm currently living in Richmond, and my plan is to work here for a couple of years and then hopefully go to grad school after that.
Hi, church family. For those who don't know me yet, I'm Jackie Heaper. And for the past 4 years, I have been a part-time student in EMU's Master of Arts in Counseling program, and I finally graduated this past May. I have learned from some amazing professors in that program and alongside some really fantastic friends, and have loved every second of it, but I'm also really excited to have finally reached this milestone, and especially to not be juggling work and school at the same time anymore. It feels amazing. I am really lucky that I will get to continue in my current job as a victim advocate at JMU, and also have the opportunity to do some part-time counseling work at EMU's Counseling Center starting this fall, which feels like a perfect fit, and I am really looking forward to it. I've wanted to be a counselor since middle school, so I am just over the moon to finally be starting this next chapter, and I'm looking forward to getting to share it with all of you.
Hi, Parkview Mennonite Church. My name is Kayla Lehman, and I've attended Parkview for a number of years now. I'm excited to announce that I've just graduated from Eastern Mennonite University with a bachelor's in science and mathematics and a licensure in secondary education, and have been blessed with a job opportunity at Harrisonburg High School in the math department come this fall. Thank you so much for all of your support these past few years.
Hi, Parkview. My name is Caroline Lehman. I just finished a degree in biology at EMU, and I'll be starting medical school at Ohio State University in August. And I just wanted to say thank you for being so welcoming these past 4 years. I'm really gonna miss you.
Greetings, Parkview Mennonite Church, brothers and sisters. I stand before you as a 2020 EMU graduate, majoring in biblical studies and political science with a minor in music performance. My future plans actually start tomorrow at the Faith and Politics Institute. I would like to formally thank every one of you in the church that has mentored me, gave me advice, accepted me, and also accepted me into your homes. I appreciate that gratitude, and that gratitude has planted a seed in me, a seed of love that continues to grow to this day. And I appreciate that, and I want you all to be encouraged that God is on the throne, and to never lose hope, because hope is connected to your faith. I love you. I miss you. Have a wonderful day.
Let's pray a prayer blessing on these graduates. Lord of the known and unknown, fill all these servants of yours with your knowledge and wisdom. May they serve you with courage and joy, using the many gifts you have given to them for the blessing of others and for the enrichment of this world. Grant them peace and safety for the journey is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, who taught and showed us how to live. Amen.